Everybody on this earth has the same legal access to Jesus as you and I do. All they've got to do is say, Lord, I believe. And he'll hear that prayer. I don't care who you are, how mean you are, how wicked you've been. I don't care what color, creed, nationality, or nothing. You can be the best guy in the world or woman or the meanest one in the world, and you come to Jesus and he died for your sins. That's salvation. And when you receive it, it's a free gift. You can't work for it. He done it. He paid for it. There ain't nothing you can do that'll add to what he done on that cross. Nothing. It's a free gift. And man, when you get that, I think about when I led Kathy to Jesus, living in a car with her little daughter, little Caitlin. Her daughter's name's Caitlin, too. I led her to Jesus, and the Lord, I had no idea. Here I was, a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher and a deacon. I led Kathy to Jesus, and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. She ain't even been to church. She don't know nothing. She starts talking in tongues. She don't know what she's doing. So she starts coming to my Southern Baptist church up here where I was a Sunday school teacher and a deacon. And, of course, I'd introduce her when she had come to my class. I'd introduce her to one of the ladies there, and she'd be talking to one of the ladies, you know, and she'd be telling her about how she got saved, and then she'd break into tongues. And the lady standing there talking to, listening, and she'd look at me and say, what's wrong with her? I said, well, God gave her a gift when she got saved. I said, she had been deprived of everything. She didn't know nothing. So it was real easy for him to just fill her with the Holy Ghost. I said, she hadn't been taught wrong like we have. That there is no Holy Ghost. That you don't get a second event. We've been taught wrong. So it makes it very difficult to overcome what you've been taught all your life if all of a sudden that nobody ever teaches you that salvation is real. You go to a Catholic church. You go to a Catholic church all your life and never hear a salvation message. Never. I was on the airplane coming back from Chicago one day, a man and a woman, older man and woman, you know, they were probably up in their 60s or 70s, you know, over the hill couple, you know. That's back when I was 35 or 40, you know. Anybody 65 or 70, when you're 35 or 40, they're over the hill, right? And you get there, but hey, you find out you ain't over the hill yet. But anyway, this woman sitting right next to me and her husband sitting next to the window. And, of course, he's looking out the window, and she's just talking my arm off. You know, where are you going? Where you been? What do you do? Everything in the world. Okay, I'm trying to answer her questions. As soon as we get airborne, she's looking out the window with her husband, and she stops talking. So I reach down and get my Bible out, and I start reading. And so I read about 30 minutes, and I notice her looking over. She don't talk no more, but she looks over there. And after about 30 minutes, she said, sir, I have another question. Is that a Bible you're reading? I thought, holy cow. I said, yes, ma'am, it's a Bible. She said, do you read that thing often? I said, yes, ma'am, every day. I said, by the way, are you a Christian? I'm a Catholic. I said, well, do you read the Bible? No, ma'am. No, sir. They told us that nobody could understand it but the priest, so they told us not to read it. So we don't ever read it. I said, have you ever heard that Jesus died on a cross for your sin? She said, no. I said, do you think you're going to heaven? She said, well, I sure hope so. I said, so how are you going to get there? Well, she said, I don't know. I guess when I die, I'll just get there. I said, you think it's going to be on your good works? Well, I don't know. She said, I hadn't been too bad. Maybe I will. And her husband looked over and he says, what are y'all talking about? I said, you know, your wife just asked me if I'm reading the Bible. I said, I've been reading the Bible for 30 minutes here. I said, do you go to church? He said, we go to church every Sunday. I said, are you a Catholic too? He said, absolutely. I said, do you ever read this book? He said, never. I said, do you not know that to get to heaven there's only one way? I opened it, turned over to Romans 10, 8 and 9. I said, you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God the Father. He said, I ain't never heard that in my life. I said, look right here, sir. It's written in this book. He took that book. He said, we have a Bible just like that at home, but we never read it. I said, you know, that's what it says. Do you know how many people are in the world that go to church in a Catholic church that never heard that? You know how many people go to church in a Baptist church that ain't never heard one of the spiritual blessings is healing? And they never come down for healing? Do you know how many people have no idea that go to a church that they have no power over the devil, that you can't cast out a devil? Don't talk about the devil. He might hurt us. I've had pastors tell me that in Pentecostal churches when I preach there, don't talk about the devil, Thurman, because you might make him upset with my church and he might come here and do something to me. What seems to be our problem? Yeah, it's absolutely right. We have a lack of knowledge of the Word. These are spiritual blessings. How many of those belonged to me when I got saved? All of them. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. All those belong to you. Now then, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, and let's just start with verse 1. And we, now that we've hit that in Ephesians about all those spiritual blessings are ours, we ought to be able to go down the street, driving down the street, or walk out of this place today with our hands raised saying, "Praise God! I am saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. I'm going to do what He says. I'm going to live a long life. And He promised me healing. So it's mine." I mean, this lovely lady back here I was talking to at the door a while ago, she's a Pentecostal, and she's got a hold of the fact that healing belongs to her. Now, I wonder where she learned that. In church. Some churches do teach the truth about healing. That it belongs to you. The spiritual blessing of healing belongs to you by faith. When you claim by faith that's mine, and you repent of every sin and claim that by faith, I mean, just like I asked the Lord years ago when I learned about that word sozo, which I got right up there, which means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. When I learned that, and that night, I found out that that word sozo is used in the Greek text 120 times in 103 different verses. And I went and read them all. And then when I come back after a few hours, after I'd been through all those, I said, "Lord, I guess I am more confused right now than I've ever been." I said, "According to what I think I understand." I said, "Now, Lord, I may be understanding this wrong because I've been in church all my life and ain't never nobody ever told me this. And I guess I was 35 years old or something like that at least." I said, "Lord, according to this word, I was not only saved 2,000 years ago, I was healed, I was delivered, I was made whole, I was preserved 2,000 years ago at the cross." I said, "If all that's true, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11? When I accepted you as my Savior at 11, I said, from that time till now, which has been a many year, probably 30 years, some part, 25 or 30 years at least, I said, I have been sick. I have had double pneumonia a couple of times. I've been down in my back 6 or 8 times. I've had flus and colds and everything at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. I've had all kinds of physical problems. And I said, if you, that's true and I'm understanding right, then why have I been sick so much all through my life since I accepted you as my Savior?" And He spoke to me. He said, "Son, I am a faith God. And you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word." So that night, I got off my chair, I fell on my knees, and I raised my hands, and I praised the King of the universe that He healed me 2,000 years ago, but I just now found it out tonight. I said, "Lord, I thank you and praise you that you've revealed to me in the Word one of those spiritual blessings that belongs to me. I didn't know until I was 11 that salvation belonged to me, but that was paid for too 2,000 years ago. But tonight I've learned that I'm healed by your stripes 2,000 years ago. It's already done. So I have to receive that by faith." So I said, "Lord, there ain't nothing wrong with me, but I ain't going to be sick no more." On my knees with my hands raised, right up in my own room, I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I receive you as my personal healer." And I said, "Lord, I'm going to walk in obedience to your word, and from this day forth, I ain't never going to be sick again." And guess what? I have virtually walked completely free of sickness and disease. There's been a couple of little things that happened to me for a day or two at a time, or half a day or something like that, before I can run it off. But technically speaking, I have walked in complete divine health for the last 30 years. Somebody said, "Well, if you're going to walk in divine health, how are you going to die?" I said, "That's real simple. Just like He did Moses, He took his breath away. Just like He did Abraham. You know, Abraham only made it 175 years. You know, he was a young man. You know, and then he died. And Moses was 120 years, and his eyes were not dim. His strength was not abated. He was a strong, he was like a bull ox. You know, climbed to the top of the mountain. God said, Moses, go to the top of the mountain. I'm going to kill you today. It's time for you to come home. Is that what he said? Take him up there. I'm going to kill you today. Today's your last day on earth. You know? I mean, how would you like for God to tell you, walk up on the top of the mountain, girl, today it's over. Are you ready to go? You better be. You better be, because you don't know, do you? You know, oh, you're just like me. You're ready, but you don't want to go. Like the guy that said, you know, well, the Lord, he's going to come in the rapture here. And this guy said, everybody wants to go in the rapture, stand up. So this one boy sat down. He said, what's wrong with you, son? He said, well, you know, don't you want to go in the rapture? He said, well, yeah, but he said, I thought y'all were getting the load ready to go right now. He said, I ain't ready to go right now. I got some things I want to do on earth before I go. And are we all, did God put that desire in all of us? Sure he did. He put us here to want to stay on this earth and to do things. And there's not anything wrong with that as long as we let it all revolve around Jesus. Right, Terry? As long as we let it revolve around Jesus. Now then, let's go here to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have. This is Peter. 2 Peter. Peter's writing to those that share the same precious faith. When you get a hold of this same precious faith that Peter had, you'll understand why he called it precious faith. You know, I remember the day that Peter and John walked up to the temple. And there was a man sitting there saying, alms, cripple. Peter looked down at him. He said, sir, I don't have no silver or no gold, but what I got's better than gold. In other words, I got precious faith. And that faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ that just went back to heaven. I saw him ascend. I saw him on this earth. I saw him do all the things he did. And he told me I could do the same things he could do if I could do it in faith. So he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.